From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The multilateral meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also will hold discussions with regional and international partners on October 16th in London. Britain is warning that Russia faces becoming a pariah state for its bombing campaign in support of Syrian government forces. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In an emergency parliamentary debate Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Russia was becoming a pariah nation.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes in the face of international contempt for what is happening in Syria.
Lawmakers repeatedly called for Britain to help enforce a no-fly zone to protect civilians. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Russia is denying those charges. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria who are using civilians, he says, as human shields in Aleppo. German officials say a Syrian man under arrest for allegedly planning a bomb attack has killed himself in the detention center in Leipzig. Saxony State Justice Ministry says Jaber al-Bakr killed himself Wednesday evening. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Supporters of the bill charged the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. This is VOA News.